Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
At ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is been a great member of our Brain Trust for 5 years or so. He's a great Wall Street analyst. He's a recovering Wall Street guy. The author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street, and a very prolific writer and commentator on all things economic and financial. And he's our good friend Leo. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks very much for having me on your great show.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Leo, I was worried, and of course my audience knows that if they came up with 1,000 places to turn to get stock market advice, I would be the 1,000th button. That would be the last one they'd go to. So everybody understands that. But when the Dow was at 20,000, I was really nervous, because as you know, I've got this concern that for a long, long time, small business, the Main Street, wasn't really benefiting from the run-up of the stock market. But if it crashed, we were going to be part of the collision. We'd wind up in a recession, even though we never really got out of we got into a full-blown expansion. Well, now things are picking up a little bit. The economy is improving. Now the stock market's at 23, and I'm really getting worried. Am I justified?
You do have fine cause for concern, Jim. On the Main Street and Wall Street disconnect, many of the benefits of the recovery have gone on economic terms to the top 1 or 10% of earners and the large corporations.
Practicing financial capitalism, not market capitalism.
Right, and earnings for wages and the like have gone up some, but the benefits have been disproportionate. So that justifies your concern about what could happen to Main Street and small businesses if there were a downturn. Also, valuation measures, and of course you can choose between many of them, indicate that the U.S. equity markets are towards the high side. Earnings have been good, but suppose earnings become less positive year on year or turn negative, or suppose that U.S. interest rates keep creeping up, or if there's a crisis about the deficit, mm-hmm. or if there's no tax reform. So higher rates or weaker earnings.
Or if something happens, I'm not going to call it a black swan because we know about it, but it could be called, we could call it a black goose, and that would be some kind of a collapse with the credit card debt, there's a problem with some of the secondary market securitization of car loans. There's a college debt issue. Some people talk about another bubble in the mortgage securities. Those are, we can call them a brown goose or something, but those are things that are looming out there, aren't they?
You're right. And let's add international debt to the situation, plus a fairly widespread complacency as measured by at least some volatility measures and feeling well.
Like we didn't just go through a major collapse less than 10 years ago.
But we both know that most people have challenges remembering what happened a year ago, much
right.
less 10.
Right. And I still think about the two we've had in the last 18 years.
Yes. And those were disasters for many people.
And they were both avoidable. They were both mania.
Yeah, both the dot-com and the housing extravagances.
Mm-hmm. They were both pure, extraordinary popular delusions and madness of crowds, both of them.
Now we've added the madness simply of the crowds in general with arguably madness in Washington and some other places, too.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. And so 25%, Leo, one last thing as we go to a break. The Dow's up 25% since the election. How much is a tax reform resolution this year baked into those numbers?
The 25% rally since Trump's victory and the inauguration period, I'd say a substantial part. Let's say 50% of it.
So if we don't get that, if it looks like that could, if they fail on that, like they fail on health care, that could be ugly January 1, right?
Yes, it would be very bearish for equity.
Yeah, very, very bearish for equity. That's the way experts say things like.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.